देखा मानी अपने गुलशन में ओ
today. The Father, the Supreme Soul, is seeing his children who are worthy to claim the Supreme Soul's love everywhere. This Supreme Soul's love, or this love of the Supreme Soul, this love of God, this God's love is received by only few out of multi-million souls of the world. This love of God is selfless love, altruistic love. Because it is only God, the Supreme Father, is incorporeal and egoless. Human souls, because they have taken a body, do come in some or the other selfishness. It's only God, the Father, who gives such altruistic love to his children. God's love is the special support of Brahmin life. It is the very basis of Brahmin life. It is the life itself of Brahmin life. If in Brahmin life there is less experience of God's love or little experience of God's love, then without God's love, life is not an entertaining life, amusing life. It is a very dry life. God's love
or Satipan Sadasayogi Reta
not only accompanies in life, but it also becomes a helper. It also becomes cooperative and helps every moment in life. Where God's love is accompanying someone, there everything becomes easy for that one. That one will not have any experience of labor. You have this type of experience, don't you? have God's love will not be attracted by either human beings or objects. Because the attraction of God because God's attraction, God's love makes one experience as if he is lost in that love. Which the people have spoken of as to be merged in God. It's not that someone merges in God, but he gets absorbed in God's love. Bap Dada sees all the children everywhere and he observes that all have the experience of God's love, but one is those children who are lovely children, but the others are children who are lovelin children, that is children who are lost in God's love, totally absorbed in God's love. So some are lovely and some are lovelin. Therefore, each one ask yourself, all of you are lovely, no doubt.
Lekin lovely.
However, how far do you stay lovely? That is absorbed or lost in God's love. The sign of lovelin children, children who are absorbed in God's love, the sign of lovelin children is
Parvatam.
is that they are easily able to follow the dictates of God. Baba's rhyming words, they follow the dictates of God, and that word is called farman, to follow the dictates. And they also surrender to the Supreme Father, and the Hindi word is Qurban. So Farman and Qurban, they also surrender to the Father. Because where there is love, there it is not difficult at all to surrender. Surrender or sacrifice, but the real meaning is sacrifice, but here Baba means surrender. So where there is love, it's not difficult to surrender. The first dictate or the first order Baba gives, the Father gives, is may you be holy, may you be yogi. This is the first instruction, the first dictate, the first order, you can say, God gives to His children. May you be holy, may you be yogi. The Father has great love for the children. This is why, as the Father has great love for the children, this is why Baba cannot bear seeing His children laboring. Because the Father knows that for 63 births the children have labored a lot. And now, in this alaukik life, for one birth, you have to be free from laboring. It is the life where you have to experience the pleasure of super sensuous joy. Therefore,
mehnat karni padti hai.
Are you experiencing pleasure or do you feel that you are laboring? When there is love, it's not at all labor to obey that one, to follow his dictates. If someone has to labor, it means that there is less percentage of love. It means that somewhere or the other there is somewhat, there is some leakage somewhere or the other. It is two types of leakage which leads to making, which leads to one having to labor. One is the attraction of the old world.
Sansar me. Sambandh.
World means relationships, objects.
Samajat.
Everything is included in it. And the other is
purane sanskar ki akarshan,
the attraction of old sanskars. So it's two types of attraction in the form of two leakages: attraction towards the old world, attraction towards old sanskars. So the old world, old sansar, and old sanskars. Again, Baba's rhyming. Old sansar and old sanskars attract towards themselves, towards them. This is why a percentage comes in experiencing God's love. Therefore, check whether you are free from these two types of leakages. Remember what were your eternal sanskars and what were your original sanskars. Remember that. And also, what are the sanskars of this Brahmin life at the end? So, there are the eternal sanskars. There are the original sanskars, and now even at the end, the sanskars are elevated. So the eternal, original and the present sanskars are elevated. When you say old sanskars, they are the sanskars of the middle period. They are neither neither are they the eternal sanskars, nor are they the original sanskars, nor the sanskars of the end, but they are the sanskars of the middle. However, what is the aim of all of you? You ask any one of the children, everyone will give the same answer, that our aim is to become equal to the Father. Isn't this? Those who say this is our aim, raise your hand. Are you sure? You are firm on it that this is your aim? To become equal to the Father, or do you sometimes change your aim? From time to time, or in between. So everyone raise their hand. It means everyone's aim is firm that they want to become Bap Saman, equal to the Father. children are still waving their hand.
Papa.
So,
Papa
continues, therefore, the father asks the children, father asks the children, which are the sanskars of Bap and Dada, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba? The father was always generous towards every soul. All the time, the father was always generous towards every soul. They cooperated every soul by giving them love and respect. They cooperated with every soul by giving them love and respect. Similarly,
har atma ke prit, sayogi,
do you experience that you too are cooperative in this way? That is, do you give love and respect to all? Do you experience this? It shouldn't be that if somebody cooperates with you, only then you cooperate with that one. It shouldn't be that somebody gives you love and only then you give love to that one.
Jaise Brahma Bap. Har bachchon ke prit.
Just as Brahma Baba,
sayogi bane,
cooperated with every child.
Sunaivane.
He gave love to every child. Similarly,
Sarvaki Sada Sanei or Sayogi.
You two have to cooperate with all and give love to everyone. This is called
Saman Banana.
To become equal. If any child has to labor, in bringing about a transformation in his sanskars, the reason for that is lack of attention. Brahma Baba paid attention to the self, but he did not labor. If someone has to labor in order to change sanskars, in order to change his sanskars, the reason is that that one has become lovely but not lovelin, not absorbed in God's love. He's just lovely. His love for God. Bap Dada considers every child to be a lovely child. Baba knows every, although Baba knows every child, he knows the horoscope of each child. However, what will he say? He'll say, you are a lovely child. Bhaktada gives the same teachings, the same sustenance, the same blessings to every child. You can see one Bapa gives one study, one sustenance, one blessing to every child. However, however lost he may be, but however lost someone may be, but still Bap Dada so in spite of all the same teachings, same sustenance, same blessing, if there may be someone who doesn't imbibe, but still Baba does not change his consciousness towards that child too. He will say, this one is my lovely child, this one is my long lost now found child, this one is my sweet child. Saw each one with this same attitude and vision. So Bhaktada sees everyone with this same attitude and vision because Bhaktada knows that if Baba has this attitude and vision, that even a weak child will become a strong child. Similarly, if you have this type of elevated attitude and drishti, then with your pure feelings and good wishes, you can change anyone's sanskars. As it is, you have challenged that you will even transform nature. So if you have challenged for transforming nature, then why can't you change or transform souls through your good wishes and pure feelings in your attitude and vision? When you are able to transform nature, then with your elevated feelings and thoughts of giving benefit to all, can't you change souls? Now, the new year is going to begin soon. So in the new year,
Sarva Bhadaki Brahman Parivar Ke Beech.
So, in the new year,
apne shubh bhavna
to everyone in the Brahmin family. Everyone in this unlimited Brahmin family, you have to with your good feelings and pure feelings and good wishes. Help each and everyone to transform them. Help each one to transform them with the help of your good wishes and pure feelings. However weak someone may be, and you know that he is weak, you know that this weakness is there in his sanskar. However, you, with the help of the power of love and cooperation, have to help him. You have to hold his hand of cooperation. It is this giving cooperation to one another. It is giving cooperation to one another, which is shown in the form or the scene of giving cooperation to one another will seem just like they show people giving hand in hand and forming a big necklace, a big circle, with each giving his hand to the other next to him, so that scene will be visible. holding each other's hand and thereby forming a circle. Do not give teachings, instead cooperate him with love. Do not become detached. Do not go away. Instead, be his support. Do not detach. Do not go away. Instead, be his support. Your memorial is the rosary of the victorious. Each bead is very close and cooperative with the next bead. That's why the picture of a rosary is made. That's how the picture of a rosary is made. Each bead is very close to the next bead. All are asking Bab Dada, Baba, what do we have to do in the new year? You already have given a lot of message to everyone. You have given and you are keeping on giving message to all. Now the Hindi word for message is sandesh. So Baba says you have given enough sandesh, enough message. Now become a sandesh vahak, means a messenger. Become a messenger and give the message of love and cooperation to all. And come on the stage with that love and cooperation. Become a great donor.
Apne guru ka. Sayogi bano bano.
Help others with your virtues and make them too cooperative, so that they too are all able to help others with their virtues. Well, they are God's virtues, but you have made them belong to you, and therefore with the power of your virtues, you have to help others in order to make them finish their weaknesses. You can do it. Can you? Can you do it? Or do you think it is difficult? Teachers say, can you do it or is it difficult? And they are raising their hand and saying, yes, we can do it. You can do it or you will do it. You have to do it. No one should remain weak because you are a few out of multi-millions. So no one amongst you should remain weak. Even if someone is a last bead of the rosary, still he is one out of multi-millions. Your title is Master Almighty Authority. So, what is the task of a Master Almighty Authority? To exchange might. That's the task of a Master Almighty. To give and take might. The virtue which you have received from the Father should be exchanged amongst you. You should exchange that amongst yourselves. This is the gift of cooperation you have to give one another. They give New Year gifts, don't they, to one another? So, in this New Year, exchange the gift of virtues with one another. If you have the feeling of giving benefits to all, then just as you give a lecture through words, similarly, through the feelings of benefit of all, with the attitude of benefit of all, with the atmosphere of the vibrations of benefit for all, you can exchange virtues and powers with one another. To help a weak person is to give a gift to him at the time of need. If someone is falling, don't make him fall further. Instead, lift him up. Raise him. This one is like this, this one is like that. Don't say like that. Instead, say this one is worthy to claim God's love. He is one out of millions.
Visheshatma.
He is a special soul.
Vijay Panne Wali.
He is a soul who is going to become a victorious soul. Keep this outlook, keep this drishti. Now you have to change your attitude, vision and atmosphere. You have to do something new now, is it not? Do not just see someone's weakness, instead give him hope, give him cooperation. Prepare such a Brahmin gathering. Prepare such a Brahmin gathering. Then Bap Dada will clap the clap of victory. You like to clap, don't you, all the time? So Bap Dada will clap. Will by saying congratulations, greetings to you, Baba will clap in that way when you become victorious. You will clap, won't you? Now also, yes, one clap. So you clapped now, it was good. But then in front of the whole world to clap, that's what Baba wants to see. Everybody else claps for you because you become victorious. Let each one utter the words from his lips that our worship-worthy deities have arrived. Our deities, worship-worthy deities have arrived. Our worship-worthy deities have arrived, Baba is repeating. They have arrived, they have come, they have come. Your aim is firm, is it not? Is your aim firm? You have to do it, is it not? Or do you say, we'll see, we'll make a plan for it. You don't have to say that you have to make a plan for it. You have to do it, come what may. Because everyone is waiting. You have to finish their anticipation. Instead, reveal yourselves. Make preparation of that, of revealing yourself. See, even nature is so fed up. Now you have to make nature also peaceful. You become revealed, then world peace will automatically take place. There will automatically be world peace when you become revealed, when you reveal yourselves. Okay, this time also new ones, many new ones have come. It is good.
Bap Dada ko shodhi
hai. Bap Dada.
Ki jo bhi kone kone mein chhipe ho.
Feel so happy.
Kal pehle wale bachche.
Because the children who are in different corners of the world, they are coming to Baba, they are reaching here. Children who are hidden in different corners of the world are reaching here, and those who are coming now, though you have come late, but you have to keep this aim, although time is very short, but still, with the help of fast efforts, you can claim a number in the front. Even now, the board of too late has not been put up. Although the board of late has already been put up, but the board of too late hasn't been put up, and therefore you can still make as much effort you want and move forward. Raise your hand, all the first timers. All the first timers, raise your hand. So it's quite a big number. Looks like half of them are first timers.
So
all those who raised their hand, you have to make fast efforts, is it not? Haven't you to make fast efforts? Now the time to make slow efforts is gone. The time to walk is gone. The time now has come of flying. You have to fly. Therefore become double light and fly. You can become whatever you want to become. Do not complain that Baba, you called me so late. Instead, even now you can become double light and fly. So instead of complaining, just become double light and fly. Don't complain, Baba, you called me late. Do you have that much enthusiasm? All those who raised their hand, first timers, do you have that much enthusiasm? Now raise your hand in this, that you have that much enthusiasm. All those who have that much enthusiasm of moving forward fast, they raise their hand now. Yes, many are raising their hands. So Baba is saying congratulations to you in advance.
Acha,
Okay, what is to be done now? Sevadharis are all Gujarat. This time it's a different, thing. Gujarat in the parties, in the groups, and Gujarat is Sevadharis. Servants. So all Gujarat, all those who are from Gujarat raise their hand. So it looks like over 10,000 are only from Gujarat. 10,000 to 12,000. At the moment there are about 15,000, and about 10,000 to 12,000 are just Gujarat, only Gujarat. So many, yes, very good. So over 10,000 just Gujarat. So Gujarat has taken a good chance. Gujarat, Bap Dada says, in Sindhi there is a saying, it's a Sindhi saying that if someone cooks food for you, then that one wins your heart. So you are the closest, no? Gujarat is the closest to Madhuban. Gujarat is a great help to Madhuban. If some Madhuban needs any help, we call to Gujarat, and Gujarat helps immediately. So Baba is saying, that one who is very near in Sindhi language, it is called Sadpand. Means you call him and he is able to hear your voice and he comes. He is so close. So Gujarat is ever ready like that, is it not? Whenever Baba calls you, Gujarat, come, and you come, is it not? You don't see anything else, you don't see your family, you don't see anything, but you just come because Baba has called you, is it not? You are ever ready, aren't you?
Achai Gujarat.
It is good.
Sakar Prema ke Prena se sthapan hoye.
It is good because Gujarat's service started with the inspiration of Brahma Baba.
Gujarat ne Gujarat ko nimantra nahi diya.
It's not that someone from Gujarat invited to do service, but Brahma Baba himself had inspiration that there should be service in Gujarat.
To Gujarat ke upar.
And therefore, so Brahma Baba's drishti fell on Gujarat in particular.
Aur Gujarat ne Purusharat bhi kiya.
And Gujarat has also made good efforts. They have opened very good centers. How many centers are there in Gujarat?
Center.
250 centers. And how many sub-centers?
Center or roof center, dono mila ke 300 hai.
300, about 300 centers. And how many Gita Paathshalas?
3. 3.
3,000 Gita Pathshalas and 300 centers and sub-centers. Which zone has the maximum number of centers? Which?
Maharashtra.
Munni Ben is saying Maharashtra has the greatest number of centers and sub-centers. More than Gujarat. Anybody from Maharashtra here? No, not in this group. No one from Maharashtra yet. Maharashtra has the maximum number of centers and sub-centers. Because Maharashtra is bigger than Gujarat. Maharashtra includes Bombay. Bombay is also included in Maharashtra, and therefore there are more centers in Maharashtra. Because in Bombay itself, Mumbai, we have at least 100 centers. So, Baba is saying Gujarat is doing very good service. The expansion is good. Okay. You have already done a lot of expansion. Now what's to be done? You have done good expansion. Now, those of Gujarat have to prepare number one air souls. Gujarat has to prepare number one air souls. At least the big centers. Of course, the old heirs are there. They are there, but you have to create new heirs. Okay, at least one heir from each center. At least 21 heirs be created. Because only those ones will become the beads in the rosary, those who are of air quality. So you have to prepare the rosary, is it not? So only air quality souls will come in the rosary. There's a rosary of 16,108 beads too. If Bap Dada would say that you have to prepare a rosary of 108, can you prepare one? Can a rosary of 108 be prepared now? Dadis say, Dadi Janki, Dadi Ji's are. Baba is asking the dadis, can a rosary of 108 be prepared now? Dadi ji is saying, yes, we can make it. Dadi ji is saying, yes, it can be made. Are all the 108 beads ready? Is the rosary of 108 or is it ready? Dadi ji has the mic. And Baba Dadi saying, yes, the rosary is ready. Okay, Baba is saying, write the names, prepare it. And Dadi is nodding her head. Baba is saying, if it's ready, then congratulations. What about 16,108 rosary? Is it prepared? Is it ready? At least half is half of that ready? Baba is asking, what about the rosary of 16,108? Is that at least half ready? Baba Dadi is saying, why half? More than half is ready. Oh, Dadi today is very generous. Dadi is saying, why half, even more than half of 16,000 is ready? Yes, it's good, Baba is saying. So it is ready in an incognito way, and see, Dadi has already seen it. Dadiji has already seen it. Baba is saying, yes, your Dadi has already seen it, and Dadi is smiling. Dadi Janki is telling Dadi, Dadi, yes, is it, it's ready? Dadiji is saying, yes, yes, it's ready. Both Dadis are talking to one another. And now everybody is going to ask you, is my name in that rosary? So each one will ask Dadiji now, Dadi, is my name in that rosary? The Dadis are being shown on the screen because they are conversing with one another. Dadi Janki is telling something to Dadi and Dadi is saying something to Janki. So it's good. So such good hopes, pure feelings, prepares everything. You just heard, didn't you? So that you have to check yourself and find out if you are in the rosary. Check whether you are ever ready in that rosary. Okay, what else is to be done? What about double foreigners? Now, those, you know, there are CAD, you know, these are souls who are in the CAD project. CAD, coronary artery disease regression program. And they have prepared something. Dilaram Baap Ke Sache Aur Khush Dilwale Bache. That we are the children of the comforter of hearts. So all these ones must be those who have some blockage in their heart, and through meditation they are able to finish those blocks. So Baba is telling them, this also is a good method for spreading the sound, because they are seeing the practical proof, is it not? And without spending any money, with the help of just meditation, they become all right. So people like it very much. And gradually you have to expand this. Baba has heard that you are expanding it and you are getting success too. You will get more and more success. Baap Dada is congratulating the ones who are instrument for this. You know, Dr. Satish Gupta. So Baba is congratulating him and his group. for this CAD project. It is reaching the government too, in an official way, because they give the statistics to the government. And Baba is saying, yes, if you spread this more, then the importance of meditation will increase. Bab Dada likes this method very much. Okay, double foreigners. Okay, double foreigners, stand up. Yeah, double foreigners. Stand. Baba, stand up please, all double foreigners. All the double foreigners, please stand. It's, I think, nearly over 200 double foreigners. Over 200. Raise your hand. Raise your hand, all double foreigners. More than 200, because there's youth retreat. Some have come for that. So Baba is saying, giving drishti to all the double foreigners. Double foreigners must be making double efforts all the time, is it not? The old sansar and old sanskars. Not even a trace of these two should remain. This is the double effort. No old world, no old sanskars. So are you making this type of double efforts? Are you? At least nod to Baba if you are making such efforts. At least nod. Those who are paying attention to this, no old world, no old sanskars, who are making double efforts, raise your hand. Yes, raise your hand. Don't bring it down. Raise it. Baba is looking at you. Yes, very good. So many have raised their hands. So Baba is saying, Baba will be revealed from foreign lands then, because you are making double efforts. And those who make double efforts, they will become victorious souls, and that victory will lead to revelation. Therefore Baba is very happy that double foreigners are paying attention to both things, to making efforts as well as to doing service and moving forward through this. You are moving forward, and therefore congratulations to you. However, you have to bring more intensity in these efforts. You have to bring more intensity in whichever center anyone goes, that one should experience the atmosphere of Madhuban there. Every center should give the experience of such atmosphere of Madhuvan there. just as whoever comes to Madhuvan, does go back, creating a very strong impact. Similarly, whoever comes to your center, whichever soul comes to your center, should go back with that powerful impact, so that he comes again and again and keeps on moving forward. You are paying attention, you are making good efforts, your aim is good too. And now, in the practical way, that impact on everyone should be so powerful that whoever comes should be affected and not go away without changing himself. It's good. In every turn, double foreigners come. This also makes Madhuban very beautiful. Madhuban gets an international flavor, international feeling that so many double foreigners are here. You are victorious, and therefore let the tilak of victory be visible on your forehead. So this tilak of victory should become more strong on your forehead, so that whoever looks at your forehead should be able to see the tilak of victory on your forehead shining. How many times have you become victorious? Many times you have become victorious, and you are becoming now too, and you will keep on becoming in the future as well. So, let the blessing of finishing old world, finishing old sanskars, be visible on your face all the time. You are victorious and you will be victorious. You have that intoxication, don't you, that we are the victorious ones. Who else are going to become victorious? You have the faith as well as the intoxication. Now, cooperate with one another and make the flag of victory fly high in front of the world. the double foreigners have this sanskar that whatever they want to do, they wish to do, they do it. They don't leave it in half. They complete it. And therefore in this too, you have to, I have to become complete. Have this firm determination. Is it okay? Pakka? Not weak in it, you're firm on it, aren't you? Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Baba is giving drishti now. Very powerful drishti. Nowadays, in the world, there are two things happening in particular. People give importance to these two things. One is exercise, and the other is diet. Exercise and diet, people are paying attention to this. Attention to food. One is exercise and the other is attention to food. Now, even you do both these things. What is your exercise? Physical exercise, everyone does. Now, what is the exercise of the mind? One moment Brahmin, the next moment angel, the third moment a deity. This drill of the mind. The practice of the drill, this drill of the mind should be done by you all the time. And food means the food for the mind, which is in the form of pure thoughts. If negative thoughts are coming in your mind, then this is impure food for the mind. If negative thoughts are coming in the mind, then that's impure food for the mind. Therefore, let there be only pure thoughts in your mind. You know how to do both, is it not? Exercise for the mind and food for the mind. You know how to do both, don't you? You should be able to become the embodiment of pure thoughts. As much time you would like to become. To all the special souls everywhere who have a right to God's love. To all the loving and cooperative children who cooperate, who always cooperate with one another. To all the victorious children who are always victorious and have a determined thought to make the flag of victory rise high, fly high in the world. To all the Bhav Saman children who are always away from the old world and old sanskars. Love, remembrance, and namaste from the heart of the comforter of hearts to all the children. Om Shanti.